We're now joined by the head coach of AGWSR boys basketball, Riley Shipper. And coach, you had mentioned J-Mo on Friday night, the challenge you would face here tonight. But your team right there with the Gales in that first quarter. It was just a 9-point game, but the Gales go on a big run and then pull away in this game. What you noticed facing a top five team in the state here tonight?
Yeah, you know, I said it. I think our schedule prepares us for games like this. I think we play one of the toughest schedules in Class 1A. So, you know, we knew we had to be ready to go. Obviously, Coach Kirkendorf does a great job, you know, and has for a long time. So it was going to be a tall task, but we wanted to come out. We wanted to be ready, and I thought we were. You know, we executed offensively early, gave up a few offensive rebounds that led to baskets, couple lazy turnovers that cost us some points. But, yeah, you said it. We were in the game. We had opportunities, you know, and they got hot. You know, and against a good team, you got to try different things. And we were sitting in the zone and tried to switch back to a man, and they were going to score, you know, no matter what they were doing tonight. But effort-wise from our guys, you know, I always get great effort out of my guys, and I thought they played hard until the end of the game for me.
And one of the things that I was impressed with, there were multiple things, but one of the big things is none of your players ever hung their head at any point in this game, continued to battle through it against, especially when Horn started to knock down shots the way he does, and a lot of those bunny shots, it can be frustrating for a team, but your team stuck right together in this game.
Yeah, I think I heard both my guys talk about attitude and effort. You know, that's been a constant for us all year. You know, if you can have a good attitude and bring constant effort all the time, and that's not just in basketball, that's in life, you know, so we've preached that all year. Those guys lead by example, and the younger guys are starting to come along with it. So, you know, it's one of those things where we're attitude and effort, and then the minor details. You know, where the minor details matter most in games, and not just in games, but in life. You know, if you can have all three of those things, you know, I think you're going to be successful on the basketball court and in life. So that's where the guys get it. You know, we preach things all the time, and so yeah, you know, guys started hitting shots, but there's nothing you're going to do about it. You know, sometimes you tip your hat and realize that, you know, he made a good shot, and you've got to continue on. And if you don't let it affect your game and can continue to play on, you've got a good chance to be good. And for us, you know, we've got a lot of young guys, got a lot of guys coming back, so we're going to continue to preach those same mentalities. Ryan and Carter did a great job as leaders for us, you know, through the 4 years for me. And I think they've left us in a good spot to really build from this year into next year.
The lasting impact you feel for Ryan and Carter, you had mentioned setting the team up well. Just the leadership you saw from him this year, you had said leading by example. What were some of those things that really set up this team for success going forward?
You know, they're the guys that are there the earliest. You know, when we need them to be there, you know, they've got the group chat set up with the guys. I communicate with them. They communicate with everybody else. You know, it's just those small things. They're the leaders in the weight room. You know, and so it's just those things that, you know, they're just great people. They're great kids. They're going to be successful after high school, no matter what they do. Those type of leaders, you know, you love to have them around. I tell guys all the time, you know, I got four kids at home, but I see these guys probably more than my four kids. So, you know, they're always a part of my family. I'd do anything for them. You know, and that's not just during the basketball season. That's all year long. And even after they graduate. So, you know, they're a bigger part of me now than they possibly know it. But I hope they understand that. And I hope everybody that plays for me understands that.
One of your leaders here tonight against the Gales, 16 points for Bo Starr. He was making them from just about anywhere. He's one of your, will be a senior next year. Having that kind of piece coming back for this team, the excitement surrounding him.
Yeah, Bo has grown a lot, not only as a basketball player, but as a person. He plays the most minutes probably for us. He's a 32-minute guy tonight if it's a close game. We ask him to have the ball in his hands about 90% of the time so we can get into our offense. He rebounds for us. A lot of times we start him on the toughest big, you know, for the other team and hope he stays out of foul trouble. But, yeah, we're going to look to Bo, you know, to be a leader, to really pull some young guys along. Yeah, it's great to have a guy that can run the offense, can set us up. But, you know, I look to a lot of guys. You know, Tyler Niederhoff comes back. Will Hoffmeister comes back. Blake Willems, Trace Eiton. I've got five guys with starting that can play as starters, and we're going to bring in some young guys that'll push them too. So, you know, I'm excited about everybody. You know, obviously with Bo, our leading scorer, coming back is exciting, but I'm excited to see what we can build off of him.
Final thoughts, Coach, and the encouragement of seeing the crowd that came over here to Fort Dodge tonight to support your team. And your final thoughts as you head into the off season.
Yeah, I think our fan base is great. They're always behind me. They're always behind us. They love the kids. And the kids feed off of them. To play our last game at home, you know, it was great to have the fans come out even in the weather that we had that night. But fans traveled here. So like I said, I love the community. I graduated from the community. So I love to have the support behind us. And as a coach, that means the world. I know we didn't tear the world apart. You know, I wish the record was flipped and we were 4-19 instead of 4-19. But I think all year long we got better, and I think fans saw that